Seeds.net.
Two big questions heading into the week. How much are you paying for gas? And do you think the Republican primary beauty contest will be over after Tuesday? Does it feel like it's never, ever, ever going to end? Imagine if you were one of the four, what it feels like. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this little old show, as we kick off the week talking about a slew of different things, including, sadly, what's happened really from the Midwest all the way down to the Gulf states, some of the Gulf states, five states really ripped apart by these tornadoes, back-to-back whippings that have led to 39 deaths and untold damage. Now, I always describe it as it just looks like flattened land. It looks like a bulldozer came in and knocked through walls and destroyed neighborhoods. And it's the saddest thing. You turn on the news, you click on that video, and you see people in tears, and they're talking about, oh, my family, thank God my family is alive, because, you know, here's what happened to my neighbors, and they are sitting on a pile of nothing, and they're just trying to crawl around and find anything they can as a reminder of that former life. It is always about life, though. It's not about things, even though that's the difficult, ultimately the difficult thing to wrestle with when you do survive and then you got to pick up the pieces. But it's about lives. It's about the lives of Angel Babcock, just 14 months old. She was sucked from her house by the killer tornado and dropped into a field. Her parents and two siblings were already dead. It looked like she was going to be this miracle kid, and she wasn't. She was hooked up to life support, and they ultimately pulled the plug on Sunday as she was dying. It's very, very sad. Indiana's Governor Mitch Daniels toured what once was the towns of Henryville, for example, which was just 35 miles from Louisville, and called the destruction absolutely heartbreaking. And, you know, we're not unfamiliar with Mother Nature, like he says, and the wrath that you see in Indiana, but each and every time it's different, and it's terrible, terrible to see what happens to these families. So certainly at the start of the week, we feel for those people. Plus the news that while the weather is calmer now, there's snow on the way to many of the areas that were slammed by the tornado. So imagine that. Your house is gone. They're bulldozing up the pieces. You're trying to help your neighbors come together for whatever loss they had. And on top of all of that, you might get snow and have to deal with figuring out where you're going to stay and where you're going to be in the middle of a snowstorm. So terrible, terrible stuff there. Super Tuesday, as I said, is the big thing that's coming up. So there's a lot of stumping going on. Mitt Romney says he's the guy, and Rick Santorum says he's the guy, and Newt Gingrich says I'll make your gas $2.50, and Ron Paul says I'll tell Israel they can do whatever they want to do and we'll stay out of it, and we'll have a smaller government. So in the states that of the 10 states on Super Tuesday, of the delegates that are up for grabs, which is almost 500, if you do the math, is somebody going to clear the board, that somebody being Mitt Romney? The answer is maybe not. He's getting some key endorsements. He still is the establishment guy. You know, it's kind of like that. It's like that apology. It feels like the apology for, I should have taken you to the junior prom, but now it's the senior prom and it's your last chance, so I'm going to dance with you. I'm going to take you. It has that feeling. Romney has that feeling to me. It's that thing of apologizing that, okay, so you ran last time, you're the trooper, and we're going to give it to you this time. Romney's family realizes that a lot of people are having a tough time identifying with Romney, and he keeps stepping in the middle of it when he says things about rich people or he changes his mind on contraception that's being voted on, the little piece of the bill that ultimately didn't pass that was an offshoot of affordable health care, that whole soap opera. And once the news broke and it wasn't favorable to him, then he changes his mind. So his sons are now trying to tell people where they're traveling, and they're shaking hands and talking to people about their father. They're trying to say there's a real myth that, hey, wait, you need to know what our father's really like, and we're going to soften him up for you and tell you that this is how he is. It's just that he's, you know, exhausted being bombarded by the media and everything else when he's on the campaign trail. But see, here's the thing. If you're president, you're under fire constantly. So you need somebody who can take it, who can take the heat, who can take the pressure, take the flap, and stand on their own, no matter if it's a popular stance or not. And maybe that's the problem with our system now. Who stands alone where they don't owe somebody something, where they can go against the grain and not be popular for one particular issue and really say, this is the way it is, period, and this is what I'm going to do. It's not about playing for my next election. It's about, this is what I think needs to happen, and we'll see what Congress does, because I'm not the legislative branch. I have the veto power, but I can propose things, and I have my agenda, they have their agenda, and maybe in between we meet. There's no meeting. There's been no meeting of any sides or any of that, except for Band-Aids. It's constant Band-Aids. So that's the candidate I'm looking for. Somebody who's going to tell me, I'm not going to put a Band-Aid over it. I'm not going to gloss over it. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to come up with a balanced budget. We're going to really do the unthinkable. The unthinkable. So what do you think? Do you think that the primary contest is done, is toast, is history after Super Tuesday? Or does this still have a lot of legs? Will this continue to play out to the beginning of the summer? And there's a big difference if Romney wins Ohio or not, because all roads lead to Ohio. Does he win it, or does Rick Santorum, who's actually ahead in the polls in Ohio right now? I said it in the beginning, it has a feeling of never ending, doesn't it? It has a feeling like we're going to keep doing this for a while. But they're fanning the flames. Somebody's going to vote in these caucuses and primaries, and there'll be at least some delegates that are flushed out. Is the landscape going to shift, or does it stay the same? And is the push going to continue to be in the background, Romney, Romney, Romney? All right, coming up this hour, we got a couple of great guests. We do our weekly re-rack from America Tonight. You know, so many people working on the third shift, what is it that keeps you going? You know, there's the argument about caffeine, too much coffee, too much caffeine. Are energy drinks bad for you? You see the five-hour energy, you go into any of these convenience stores, and people are picking it up, people are taking it, people are drinking a ton of Red Bull or other energy drinks. But is there a line where you get too jittery, or when it can actually do you harm because of overuse? You're drinking too much of it, assuming it's okay because it's got its intended buzz to keep you up as you work a double-double, as you have to prepare for medical boards or whatever it is that you're doing, or kids, whatever it is that's keeping you up. How much is too much, where it pushes you to that line, to that point of no return? Greg Stebbins up next. We're going to chat with him about it. It's part of that weekly rewind. Hang with us.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Matt Johnson, the board-op producer extraordinaire for America Tonight, is an energy drink guy, five-hour energy. I don't know how he does it. Now there's something new that's being reported by Men's Health magazine about energy drinks making you tired. So we might actually be capping on young Matt tonight. Greg Stevin, our pal, one of the editors of Men's Health magazine, is with us. Greg, is this good for Matt? He just turned 30 and he is downing those five-hour energies. Is this really zapping him in the end?
No, I'm just kidding about the yawn there. It's not, you know, it's interesting that his demographic, his age of men in particular, are really drinking this stuff like nobody's business. The sales of these products have doubled in more than 5 years. And just tons of guys, 18 to 24, 18 to 30, are drinking this stuff like it's Diet Coke or just, or grabbing a Coke. And that's really part of the danger is you forget that it's really having that kind of physiological impact on you. And then you begin to think, well, I'm drinking energy drinks. I don't have to go to sleep. And the reality is, sleep is one of the most important things you can do for the human body. And so some of it's just keeping your own life in balance. And the other is, if you look at the ingredients, why would you want to be pouring this stuff in your body every day?
Because you want to keep going, because you want to climb the corporate ladder, make $1 million, pick up the babes.
No, I understand that. But, you know, again, you have to think about the balance of things. So let me throw out another statistic that's really alarming. The number of energy drink-related hospital visits has surged more than tenfold since 2005.
Wow.
10 times more hospital visits since 2005 and primarily amongst guys. Why guys? Because we're always trying to push it to the limit, and these drinks make us feel like we're doing a better job of pushing it. We can go harder, we can go longer, we can go further. We just pop the top on one of these, we drink it, and again, we don't get the rest we need. And ultimately, you're gonna pay the price. It's gonna take a toll. And why do that to yourself? It's okay once in a while, but it's a really terrible thing to do on a habitual basis.
Yeah, you sent me something about, and you talk about this. You give the tips in the article you did. It's called Energy Crisis is the name of the story. And you talk about really being careful when drinking something that's called a coffee energy drink. Why? What difference does that make?
Well, we already know that caffeine amps you up. Now, to be honest, you need to do a little research on coffee to realize that there are always conflicting reports about caffeine being good for you or bad for you. But I think if you really dig into it, and we've written about caffeine a lot over the years at Men's Health, you know, at the end of the day, coffee is actually pretty healthy for you. I'm not saying you should start drinking it as like a vitamin. It's not healthy like that. But there's actually good things in coffee for you as long as you don't overdo it and abuse it. And again, don't use it to replace actual sleep. But when you start drinking a coffee energy drink, they call it a coffee energy drink to make you think you're drinking coffee, good old familiar coffee that you've been drinking for years. But again, if you grab the can or the bottle and you look at the ingredients, you're going to see all kinds of stuff in there that if you're smart, you're going to think to yourself, I don't want to be doing this. I mean, there's ingredients in there with side effects like abdominal pain, headaches, even possibility of increasing risk of cancer.
Oh, yeah, forget that. No way. Put that aside. Absolutely. Now, do you give a better move, a thing that you can do by drinking coffee lukewarm? Tell everybody about that. I thought you just wrote that as a joke to me, but I guess it's true.
The idea here is if you're really wiped out, instead of grabbing an energy drink, what we suggest is grab a lukewarm cup of coffee, drink it really fast, then close your eyes and take a power nap for 15 or 20 minutes. What that'll do is the nap will give you enough rest to decrease your sleep drive, and the coffee in your system will pump you up and give you enough drive to get done whatever it is you need to get done. But at the end of the day, getting sleep is the most important thing. And also thinking about exercise and diet. You know, one of the things you can do to give yourself energy instead of drinking an energy drink is to do things like eat a real protein-rich snack. That will give you a lot more energy and make you a lot more alert as well. Getting exercise, eating the right foods, and getting enough sleep, this is just basic, core, essential stuff your body needs.
I know everybody says that thing, though. You know this, Greg, about sleep, and then that's the thing that we all press, but it is true. I think for myself, and I know you burn the candles at both ends, lots of candles sometimes. You can't help it.
Yeah.
But don't
listen to me like I'm Mr. Perfect here either.
Yeah.
I'm just as guilty of doing these things as lots of other people. But you know what? Getting more sleep's a lot easier for people than I think they realize. I'll tell you one of the tricks. When you go home at night, don't turn on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit in front of it and surf the web.
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn on the TV. Go to bed. The best way to get sleep is to go to bed. Because if you procrastinate and delay that's sleep you're not going to get. And you know what? We all know from experience, the minute you sit in front of the web or the TV, hours and hours can go by. You weren't even paying attention. And the next thing you know, oh, it's 4 a.m. and you're only going to get 2 or 3 hours of sleep. Bad way of managing your time.
Yeah, I agree. And every single one of us does it. We're all guilty of it. So if you just ignore it and turn everything off, you're right. Have something to eat, work out, whatever, go to bed. And that's a surefire way that we could all find more time, surely. Now, there was something else you mentioned, and I thought this was interesting because I didn't even know this existed. Maybe I just wasn't looking around. But there's something called energy gum. Is that right? That can't be good for you.
Well, it's the same idea as an energy drink. There's also energy shots, and then there's energy gum. And part of the problem here is just that, look, I mean, people who chew gum, you just put a stick in your mouth and you chew it a while, and then you have another stick. And then after a while, the flavor's gone, and you have another stick. Maybe you take the old wad out and you put a new wad in. But you know what? Let's say every one of those sticks is worth a cup of coffee. Well, it's real easy over the course of an hour or two to end up chewing the whole pack of gum. Well, what did you just do to yourself in terms of the amount of caffeine or artificial ingredients you just put into your body that are designed to give you much more energy? You can begin to see why people are going to the hospital after using these products. They break out into cold sweats. They think they're having a heart attack. Why? Because it's so easy to, in a sense, self-medicate and overdose yourself with these products because you just don't think about it because they look like regular gum, regular shots, regular soda, and they're not. They have stuff in them that are designed to stimulate you, and we forget and don't treat them like the stimulants that they are.
Yeah, absolutely. How long is it before we have pods at workplaces where you can actually see, if I had a big company, even if I had a small, medium-sized company, whatever, I think the idea is if you're going to ask people to work more or that's what you need or there's a certain project, what if you got people pods? You know what I'm talking about, like those sleep pods. Almost.
Oh, I know exactly what. Well, I think that there probably are companies that do that now. Years ago, worked in Silicon Valley at .com. They didn't give us a place to sleep, but they gave us dinner every night at 8:30. So that meant everybody stayed until 8:30 to have dinner, and then you'd go back to your desk and you'd do another hour's worth of work.
Oh.
Yeah, people sticking around till 10 o'clock at night every night because dinner was for free. They could have just as easily added pods as you're suggesting, and a lot of people would have just spent the night and woke up in the morning or in the middle of the night and gone back to work even more.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily. See, I was thinking from the perspective of, okay, let me take a power nap for 15, 20 minutes, and then boom, I'm back and I'm thriving at my desk and all is good because I've taken a little bit of a nap, but maybe that would lead to other things, like you said, where people say.
I think there are companies now that recognize the value of that, and they may not have somewhere for you to go to lay down and sleep. And I think some people report that when they're napping, actually laying down gives them a bit of like a sleep hangover when they wake up. But, you know, if you just sit back in your chair and relax, you might find that just closing your eyes for 5 or 10 minutes, as long as that's not going to get you in trouble at work, might give you a lot of refreshment and energy when you wake back up and enable you to go back to work at a much harder, faster pace than you would have without taking the nap at all.
Yeah, you know, this is easier if you're single. If you're married, you have to pay attention to your spouse for a few minutes when you come home.
Well, I'm not saying you have to walk in the door and go to bed. And I guess in some relationships, that might be a great improvement, too. We'll leave that unspoken and unsaid. But the point really is the time suck for many people is the unconscious time. It's the time where I'm just going to sit down to surf the web for a few minutes. I'm just going to sit down and watch TV for a few minutes. Those kinds of electronic things, not only do they end up taking, you spend much more time there unconsciously than you ever think you will, but the reality is I think a lot of research shows that surfing the web or watching TV can actually stimulate you and make you stay up even later than you would have had you not sat down in front of the screen. You have to be real careful about that. Even having the phone next to your bed, for some people, so much of a distraction it probably keeps them from getting sleep.
Yeah, I agree with you. Greg Stebbin, Men's Health Magazine. Pick it up. Greg, thanks.
It's great to be here, Kate.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Go.
gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To America Tonight. You know, we have a segment on this show called It's Your Business, and so many people are bombarding me with emails about their entrepreneurial ideas and trying to figure out ways to make it happen and saying they only have X amount of dollars available and how do they get things developed. And, you know, there's a million different things that we could talk about. And so much of this country is based on small businesses. Somebody told me the other day, I was at a chamber luncheon, that 90% of businesses in America are small businesses. Now, the definition of small business is 500 or less, at least in my dictionary. But I see a lot of people coming up with some great ideas, small, medium, and large, if you will. So waiting in our virtual green room, Jeff Fick. He is a guy who certainly knows businesses, big, small, domestic, international, entrepreneurs. That's right up a lot of our alleys, inventors, all that kind of stuff. He's a senior fellow at the Page Center for Entrepreneurial Studies Business School, Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. I won't hold him against that because I'm an Ohio University grad, by the way. Jeff, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kay. Thanks for sharing your audience.
Do you think, and truly that's the truth, I'm getting more emails about this because we're talking about it a lot. Do you think this is the time for entrepreneurial things to happen when we had problems with job growth in the last 3 years? Is this the time to leap and maybe the net will find you when you have an idea?
Well, it's always a good time if you have a good idea. We're approached over 1,000 times a year by people with products or concepts or services that they are interested in launching or starting. And one of the things that I always tell people is the world doesn't need any more cosmetics or sporting goods or pet products or whatever it is that you want to market unless you can bring a product to market that has a point of difference. If you can improve on what's in the marketplace, it's always a good time because consumers are always looking for the newest, the best, something that has features and benefits that will improve their lives.
So how do you decide if you've got that point of difference? Because, you know, everybody thinks their child is beautiful. So I think it's kind of like that. I hate to put it that way. Sure. But, you know, I think I have a brilliant idea, Jeff, every third day. So how do I test that? I mean, friends would be kind, right? So that's not the way to test it. How do you test your product out?
Well, you start with friends and people that you trust their opinions. But what we tell people to do is three or four things. Number one is walk stores and be honest with yourself. Look at what's in the marketplace. Really do research online. Use every form of keyword that you can to look at competition. And then one of the things that's free, it doesn't cost a nickel to do, is go to USPTO.gov. That's the United States Patent and Trademark Office. It's free. You paid for it. You're funding the government. And you can punch in keywords and see if there's anything in your space, the product or service that you're interested in offering, if there's something already in existence that has patent protection. The other thing to do is sit down with people that you honestly trust that will be honest with you and run a kind of a personal focus group. You know, would you buy the product if it were available? Would you pay X amount of money for the product? What would you improve about my idea? What do you think is wrong? The most important thing is to find out about a product. There's a lot of products and a lot of concepts that make sense. What I want to know, and every product has this issue, I want to know what's wrong so that I can address that and overcome that.
Oh, what's wrong? We got an email because, as I said, I had a ton of emails about various businesses, and this was from Al listening to us in Burlington, Vermont, WVMT, one of our great affiliates there. And he says, Kate, I was listening to a recent In Your Business or For Your Business, and my question was, how do I find money? Everybody I talk to seems to be able to get loans, but how do you even go after a loan when you have kind of an off-the-wall idea? And his product that he's trying to develop is sort of a modern day snow globe, but it's sand in bottles and with trinkets and that kind of stuff, and he thinks he could sell them at fairs and whatnot, and then eventually open maybe a storefront.
I would tell Al that what he should do is conduct a search, do his due diligence on a concept called bootstrapping. 35 years ago is how I started my first business. Millions of entrepreneurs all over the world, certainly many, many here in America, bootstrap their way. They start local, they start small, they build, they snowball, they reinvest. There's a lot of different bootstrapping concepts that are out there, but it is the single most important, the most relevant way to launch and leverage a small business. There are very, very few resources for concepts. Everybody, I mean, we're approached, as I said, many, many hundreds of times a year, and invariably people, the first question they ask is, you know, how do I raise $1 million? How do I raise a certain amount of money? And I tell them almost invariably, you probably won't raise monies until you show interest, what we call a product proof of life. You can create a production quality prototype. You can run a focus group. You can test market in a small way. There's a lot of different ways to proceed, but there's all the money in the world available. You can do receivable financing. You can factor invoices. There's a lot of ways to raise monies once you show investors that your product has legs. or your
and you and you might do that by what you said, local, small, all that stuff. If you start to prove it, you start to go out, you start to massage the idea, and you start to make some sales, I guess, and you see that it's viable, at least there's some interest, that would help, wouldn't it, with investors?
Absolutely. We've had, I could tell you story after story after story of people that we have advised, not really clients, but people that have approached us, have had ideas, and we've directed them to start, and they'll start with local church fairs, county fairs, state fairs, art shows. They'll have a line of bath and body products or a line of gourmet food product. There's a million ways for clever people to start in a small way and leverage their product on the local level, use public relations, PR releases that are free. There are sources all over the internet now, which is an incredible tool that people use improperly for in many cases. But could do be much more productive for them to take your product and build awareness. You got all the social media now. There's so many tools that are available today that weren't available many, many years ago when I started. It's available. It's out there. It's free.
I know. I love that. It's free. You just have to do your research. Give us some of the success stories that you've had. I love stories because, to me, that's what got me interested to make the leap myself and start my own business. And it's been really exciting. It really has been. And I think part of that is because I have passion for it, but I like listening to other people's success stories. I would start to read it in the magazines, and I would pay attention to it at whatever business school was putting on, you know, some kind of a show where they would go through products and whatnot. But you definitely have some stories you can brag on. Let's hear some of those.
Well, we do. We work with a lot of people at different levels and different size companies. We work with multinationals right down to inventors and entrepreneurs who are just starting out. In the last couple of years, there's been a run of, obviously, people who've been downsized out of their careers and their jobs, positions that they thought they would, retire from. But their companies have been downsized, and they pool their assets and say, wow, I'm in my 40s or 50s, and I'm probably not going to get a job in that industry, and I don't want to move. I don't want to relocate. So we had a lady come to us up in Ohio who had been an insurance, mid-level insurance company executive. She had received a settlement. And I said to her, she came to us, and I said, what's your passion? That's the key word. What's your passion? And she said, I love baking. And she said, I have developed a style of baking that I do commemorative baking. And when somebody graduates high school or a baby's born or somebody has a special anniversary, I customize a baked good that kind of, mimics the occasion. And she wanted to get involved in the baking business. So we helped her organize a kind of like a book of the month club for her baked goods. And she's customizing product now. She started with just herself in her kitchen, and we taught her where to go to comply with regulation, with label statements and things like that, so she was legal and could get product liability insurance. And she has expanded now that she's got 4 employees, and now she's setting up a commercial bakery. She started locally, and then went statewide, and now she's going further. Stories like that are legion. If you have a man has a pickup truck and a ladder and a toolbox, he could be an entrepreneur.
I like that. And you're that's probably simple. Right. Yeah, it's that simple. I love that. Jeff Fick, thank you so much. If someone wants to get a hold of you, how can they do that? I'm sure that we're just going to blow out your phone lines with business ideas.
Right. Our company is Duquesa Marketing, and the best way to reach us for free consultation, we love talking to people that call, go to newben, as in Ben Franklin, .net. newben.net. It'll link you to our website. There's a free consultative test you can take on there to see where you are in your process, and we will speak to anybody that wants a free analysis.
Excellent. Jeff, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Kate.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious. And she knows just what it takes to make a problem. She got Greta Garbo skin on her thigh. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, coming up, before we head for the final turn, which I guess we're actually in the final turn now, but before we actually cross the finish line of this hour anyway, we got a daily salute for you here on America Tonight. I love this daily salute. I love this daily salute. In fact, I was glued to it today. Let me just say that, okay? But before we get there, one note. I got a ton of email on this because I've been talking about Afghanistan a bunch. And it's interesting because Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, is saying, you know, listen, we cannot pull out of Afghanistan. We cannot withdraw. We're making progress, and we have to be there to stop the spread of Al-Qaeda and anything else that would harm the United States, basically. But I say you got to you look at what's happening and you look at the troops that now have been killed as a result of that Quran burning thing that happened at Bagram Air Force Base. And I think it just points out more weakness, more problems, and how we're battling in this situation working in southern Afghanistan and being fired upon, the guys that are there going in a lot of these areas with these AK-47s that are just churning and burning up. And it's not just the IEDs that are getting them. And all the danger that now lurks because of this extra anti-American attitude that's being thrown down. And, you know, you look at the two soldiers that were in the military base in Kandahar and the fact that they had to climb a security tower and they were opened fire on, and a couple of other soldiers then ultimately died as a result of that trying to escape. And it's, I mean, it, of course, war is hell. It's ugly business. But this business has gotten so ugly, so low. To what end? Are we ever going to see war reparations? Are we going to see real change there? No. I mean, are we going to reverse progress by leaving? Is Lindsey Graham right? We're going to talk about that more this week coming up on ATN. Also, we're going to talk about the youth vote with Phil Levine on our next show. He's got all these statistics that they've amassed in his organization of what's happening with the Republicans, what's happening just in general with the youth vote, because remember that was the whole thing with Obama the first time around in getting elected. I want to make sure that we get in our salute, and our daily salute goes to an Irishman for what he was able to do in becoming now the number one golfer on the PGA Tour. I know, you think golf is boring, right? This wasn't boring. This kid's exciting. To see him, you know, pump his fists and shout out, he became the second youngest player behind Tiger Woods actually to be ranked number one in the world. He's the 16th number one ever. And at the Honda Classic today, he held off Tiger's challenge, the 22-year-old kid from Northern Ireland, because Tiger went in the clubhouse 10-under, and Rory McIlroy was hanging on to and being aggressive, playing just great. He, instead of collapsing like a lot of people do when it's tough conditions, the last couple of holes, Tiger's in the clubhouse lurking, he really was clutch down the stretch with a couple of key birdies and ended up, like I said, becoming number one as a result of winning that tournament. Here's what he said about Tiger right there in his rearview mirror and about being number one now.
To be honest, at the moment, I'm not too sure. It's just great to win this tournament. You know, I feel like I've been close to winning this year and haven't quite got it done, but to win today is very satisfying, and obviously with the added bonus of going number one in the world, you know, I'll just try and let it all sink in. He eagled the 18th just as I was lining up my putt on 13, so I knew that putt was very important, you know, just to give myself an extra shot cushion, you know, going into the last few holes, and you know, was able to hold that putt, which you know, I probably showed more emotion on that putt rather than any of the other putts I held out there.
All right, and that is his fifth time of the fifth career win so far. He's had a couple of other big wins, including the PGA Tour, on the PGA Tour, including the U.S. Open. That was big. That was a record-setting day at Congressional, if you remember that. And he had the major collapse at Augusta. So bravo to him, and right in time, right before St. Patrick's Day. His girlfriend was number one in the world in tennis, Carolyn Wozniacki, and I guess they've been dating since the summer, and I bring her up only because she's been a guest about this time last year on America Tonight, so how about that?
Yeah, baby!
That makes it for an interesting couple. Matt, Rory McIlroy, he's pretty exciting. He's like the cool, hip guy on tour. We're one of them anyway, one of the young brigade.
Yeah, I don't know about how hip he is. That would go to the, I can't forget his name, Oklahoma State.
Oh, yes. What's his name?
See, this is what happens when you're...
He's got shaggy hair and he wears a fluffy hat.
I can't think of Ricky Fowler.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was it, yeah.
He's probably the hip guy on the tour. I don't know about Rory McIlroy, but he's definitely got the one of the best-looking ladies, that's for sure.
That's
him
what
and
you care
Charles
about.
Schwartzel.
Charles Schwartzel?
Yeah.
Schwartzel. You say he is the best-looking lady?
He's got a good-looking girl, too.
Well, that's just being a golfer. That's the whole golfer thing.
See, I get bored when I watch golf, so I got to check out all the fan shots they do and girlfriend shots. That's what piques my interest.
All right, so that's all that matters. He's top shelf because he has a good-looking girlfriend. It's like that line from Moneyball where they're talking about the player has no confidence because his girlfriend is like a six or something, they say. It's one of the things that came out of that movie. So here you have Tiger Woods. He drops a 25-foot birdie putt on the 17th hole. Then he has a big tee shot that left him five, that gave him a five iron, I think is what he pulled out of his bag on the 18th. And he nailed it so close and ended up knocking it in, drops it in for an eagle. And that's what put him in the clubhouse at 10 under, but McIlroy didn't get rattled at all. He knew that he had done something because he could hear the roar of the crowd because he was behind him in one of the other groups, but he just played his game and now takes that number one ranking with the 12 under. So good for him. I don't know. I think it's exciting to see some fresh blood in golf. Like I said, I know all of you right now are chuckling. Because if it's not the NFL, you do not care, right? If it's not football, we don't care about it. But anyway, where's the applause? He's our daily salute. What's the people in Minnesota are slacking. We need to give them some of that five-hour energy.
Caroline Wozniacki and other things.
Yeah, that's a good daily salute, I think, anyway. So I'm going to say bravo to Rory McIlroy. All right, if you have any thoughts on the show, remember you can always send them to us at americatonight.net. I previewed a couple of things that are coming up later this week. And next week for St. Patrick's Day, we have some really, really good giveaways and some surprises that are coming out of our Shamrock closet. Because, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day, so we have to make a big deal about it. And we will. I hope you had a great, great weekend, because this is a powerful, powerful week, whether we're talking about Israel and Iran and the big meeting between Obama and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, or some of the fun and frivolity at the end of the week, kind of previewing what's happening for St. Patrick's Day. A lot of interesting things coming up on ATN. More reasons to be in touch. Thanks so much for, as always, listening to the show.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about things?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.